opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
We are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. Hanging out at Murph's right here at the Cobb Galleria. Fans hanging out. Get ready for tonight's All-Star game.
Can I just tell the listeners what just happened?
Of course.
So we're going to talk to Tennessee Vol Bryson Eason. Looks about 5:20. Live from SEC Media Days down the street in the city. So I was talking to Day-Day. I want to make sure I get the name right to look up his stats. And I go, so we got Bryson Eason from UT? And Carl goes, there's only one UT.
It's true.
And I'm like, whoa, it's football time in Tennessee.
It's football
in his
time.
World, it's only football time in Texas.
Yeah, actually, it was more like you were like UT, and he was like Tennessee. UT, right? Tennessee.
So I got to tell you.
They stepped on the toes of Sark today.
By the way, if you're listening this year, this is going to be my theme to put more hype and more pressure on Texas, who's replaced their offensive line. Because every time Carl and I have a college expert on, I'm going to go, this is the year Sark's got to win it all, right? Or he's never going to win one.
It's true. It's true. We do say that.
So stay tuned for that.
Oh, man. And by the way, this kid's really good. Dog fans, he played in all the games last year. We actually want to ask him, too, about a guy that we're about to get familiar with that was his teammate last year. We're going to get to all of that in about 15 minutes here at Murph's. Again, All-Star game tonight. SEC Media Day is going on. We will get into all of that. But we are also counting down to the start of training camp. And again, reminder, the 24th, first day of Falcons training camp, we'll be up there, bring you live interviews. We're going to do the show from Hooters. We call it the Taj Mahal Hooters up there at the Mall of Georgia and inviting you guys to come out and hang out with us from 2 to 6. But my couple of Falcon news notes, a couple of things, all right? And as we get closer to camp and we start to get these storylines, because there's a lot of things right now we just don't know. But our buddy Josh Kendall from The Athletic believes Caden Ellis is going to have a breakout season. Didn't you feel like he had a breakout season last year? Did you feel that way with
Caden Ellis? I just thought he wasn't used right until they got Jimmy Lake out of there. Relieved him of the defensive play calling, because it just seemed like, the secondary was still a shambles. But when Raheem got involved, it just seems like Caden was being walked up to the line more.
Yep.
And look, this guy had 7 sacks, his last year with the Saints before he came here. We know what he's capable of. It just didn't seem to happen on a regular basis for us.
He totaled 16 sacks over the last 3 seasons. So that's the 2 here, and obviously the 7 that Mike's talking about with the Saints before coming over, and then leads the NFL in pressure percentage during that time period, hurrying the quarterback 26.3% of the time that he rushes the passer. Here's the thing. If you add this to on top of what we hope we get pressure off the edge now with all these different different guys, then, yeah, our sack numbers are going to go up. It's not just about Caden Ellis, but I felt like last year, you know, when you talk about leading the team in tackles, I thought he had a really good year. The problem was the defense as a whole wasn't any good, so he didn't get a lot of love.
Right. And look, the dude, and if you ever hear us speak with Cade, he's one of those leaders. He's a leader on that team.
He is.
And certainly he will hopefully – reap the benefits of our new-look defensive front. I know we're a 3-4 with 4-3 tendencies.
True.
But seeing how James Pierce and Jalen Walker, Onyemata, along certainly with Ruka Roro, I think Rook's going to be a big part of this. But if Rook is the guy who can – see, to me, he's almost the guy who's got to take a bigger leap than anybody else on this team.
Well, the D-line's got to be studs.
Because that keeps the offensive line off of Caden Ellis, and he's clean to make plays.
Yeah, the D-line's got to be studs. Now tell me what's grinding your gears, because the Falcons announced throwback uniforms that they're going to wear October 13th against the Bills, December 11th at the Bucks, and December 29th against the Rams.
Right.
What's the problem?
Because our uniforms suck. Because Nike gave us crap uniforms in 2020. It's like literally somebody got an Etch-A-Sketch out, spent about 2 minutes, done. You know what I mean? Just, to me, it was just like they mailed it in. They mailed it. You know me. I got a mean on for Nike. I think they steal money on a lot of things. I would love to see us go to the red helmets with the gold stripe, because the old original helmet was a tribute to both Georgia and Georgia Tech. But the red helmets, the black jerseys, the white breeches with the piping, that pops. For me, I'd make that our Falcons uniform. I think, you know, there's a couple of the Dolphin fans would love to get to go back to the old school unis.
So you don't like the black?
I look, black. You can have an alternate. Make the alternate the old black on black. You know, we wore those in the 2000s with Mike Vick, or the black with silver from the 98 and the bomb squad. But I just think the retro combination, to me, is the best Falcons uniform.
All right, so you don't like the fact that we're only wearing these three times. You would prefer to have them entire season.
Every single home game. I think they should petition the NFL, make that our new duds. And again, I just think Nike, the gradient uniform, I know you liked that for a minute.
That was the one I liked.
But it's just, Nike just did the bare minimum on those. Like, remember the Jets with the New York? It's just crap. It's just like, come on, let's reimagine some of the coolness of the old stuff and find a way to incorporate that in today's. I think that's what they do with our version of the retro.
What do you guys think? What do you guys think? 404-726-0929. We want to hear from you because it is interesting. And one other Falcon news note, we're going to talk to Tennessee Vol coming up here in just a second as he's getting ready down there at SEC Media Days. He's going to be at the table here. But one other news note, Mike, Falcons, they keep talking about unlocking Kyle Pitts, and the tight ends coach, Kevin Coger, came out and said, Kyle, you put it on tape. That's the mistake you've made. You've shown that you can do it, and now everybody knows. And this was in an interview with our friend Marie Martin. You were just
talking
about.
I love this quote.
So this is just interesting because he's saying now everybody has seen what you're capable of. You can't hide anymore, right? You can't say, well, he's not capable of doing that. Oh, he can't have 1,000 yards. So that's coming from the tight ends coach. And, again, an interview with Marie Martin. But this is, again, we're going into another camp with expectations of what Kyle Pitts is going to be.
But right. You've shown us some good. You've shown us some bad. And this is a contract year. And after we found out what those Jets just played Garrett Wilson, knowing what Drake London's going to get on his next deal, there's not going to be much money for Kyle Pitts, if I'm honest. There's going to be higher priorities like him, Bijan Robinson.
SEC Media Days, that's going on down there at the College Hall of Fame, and we are about to speak with Bryson Eason. He is a stud for Tennessee, big defensive lineman. He's been there, and Bryson, we appreciate you jumping on with us, man, because, you know, there's a lot going on today. It's been busy, man. How are you handling it, by the way? How's SEC Media Days been for you? A lot of interviews, any dumb questions today?
No, sir, I haven't had a dumb question yet, but just a lot of repetitive ones, more so.
Well,
we'll get some dumb questions right here.
You've come to the right place.
Yes,
Bryson, you've been at Tennessee, man. You played all last season. And I heard you say today, like, there's nothing we can do about last season. We're moving forward. But let's be real. Everybody wants to know what moving forward looks like without Nico Iamaleava at quarterback. Dude, what was that like when you guys realized coach was letting this guy go? Like, he came in and the news broke. Were you shocked, surprised? And then what did the fellas do?
I was more shocked. I mean, I was both, you know, shocked and surprised. I thought Nico was, you know, our franchise type of guy, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
It really shocked and surprised us, but it also led me to respect my coach more when he put out the other statement that nobody is bigger than the program, and that just is what it is, and he stood on that. So, it shows a lot about his character and who he is as a person and as a man. So, it was difficult, you know what I'm saying, to receive that news, and you know what I'm saying, hear that out about somebody you care for and that was your guy. But, like, you know, sometimes you just got to do what's best for the team, and you can't sacrifice one for the whole team. So, you know, the guys in the room or the guys on the team are motivated, and we feel like we got something to prove, you know what I mean, with a right. huge chip on our shoulder.
Bryson, it's such a weird world for college football fans. You guys are living it where you're almost like a semi-professional now. Heck, you are a professional. If somebody comes to you with more money, do you have to really think about it with you and your family, or you feel that Tennessee was always the best fit for you?
Well, for me personally, I feel like it's not – I didn't come in college, you know, getting NIL and stuff, so it was never just about money to me. It was just about having a huge opportunity to grasp what I always wanted in life, which was to play football at the highest level. And I feel like Tennessee gives me that best chance to do so. So that's why I feel like it's a huge reason me and some other guys, you know, chose to stick around. And when it comes to money, you know what I'm saying? Money, don't get me wrong, everybody loves some money in that, but like,
yes, sir.
You can't let it just, you know what I'm saying, what's the word, motivate every decision right. that you make, you know what I'm saying? Can't be money motivated at all times on certain stuff. So I just feel like, you know, Tennessee is a great place to get developed in and become a great football player.
The fan base is incredible, man. Talk a little bit about that. We always have these conversations. By the way, Bryson Eason joining us. He appeared in all 13 games last year for the Vols, 24 tackles, 7 tackles for loss, including the college football playoff berth. Remember, Tennessee got in. But the fan base, man, like what's that mean? Like, you know, I'm guessing you walk down the street in Knoxville, like, everybody knows. It's just one of those things. Like, you don't get that everywhere, Bryson. You don't you don't get that at all these college towns the way it is there in Knoxville.
Yeah, man, the supporters that the Tennessee school and program has is amazing. You know what I'm saying? They come out and show you mad love, you know, show you mad respect and a lot of things like that. But they also are very real and brutally honest with you. You know what I'm saying? If you playing like dog doo-doo, then they going to live they can. So, you know, I love all the supporters, and I appreciate them for keeping it real and supporting us through no matter what. You know what I mean? So you need somebody in your corner like that to keep it real with you and love you through whatever. So I appreciate our supporters for sure.
Right on. Bryson Eason with us, guys, from the Tennessee Vols defensive lineman, a senior. he's talking to us live from down at the College Football Hall of Fame. We'll be there tomorrow, by
yes,
the
sir.
Way. Duke's Bell up here on the north side of town for the All-Star game at Murph's. Hey, Bryson, I'll ask you to be a talent evaluator. What are we getting as Falcon fans with James Pierce Jr.?
Man, somebody who is going to disrupt the edge and disrupt the quarterback. He's got a lightning speed, get off. Real physical, not afraid to put his head in them trenches, you know what I'm saying? Has a huge bag when it comes to, like, pass rush moves and a great locker room guy. There's been a lot of rumors that I've seen about my guy James Pierce, but he's a great dude, great guy, you know what I'm saying? Very passionate about the game, loves the game to a T, very smart when it comes to the game, you know what I'm saying? So he's going to be a true professional and a true game wrecker when his time comes, and I know it's coming soon. I'm expecting for him to make a huge impact his rookie year and get some sacks and get some TFLs and just be a huge guy to help Atlanta Falcons have a winning season.
Bryson, that is a ringing endorsement for James Pierce, who, brother, we've heard when the draft went down, there were a lot of questions about, you know, you hear this word, right, character. What does that mean? Is he a bad dude? Does he not show up for meetings? Like, and what you're saying is, look, when it comes to game time, this dude shows up, and that's what you're telling us. He's a performer. He's a player.
Mm-hmm, correct. That's exactly what he is. And even throughout the week, man, he practices hard. You know what I'm saying? He might get into a scuffle with the scout team line because he just feel like they're not giving him the best look to work a move he know he got to use this week. So he's not a bad guy at all. You know, they can say what they want, but I played with him for a couple of years. Well, 3 years, actually. He's a great dude, prepares well, just real, got a real passion, real love for the game, and he just don't take it lightly. So I got a lot of respect for James Pierce.
Bryson Eason, man, we wish you nothing but the best. Tell me what the message is. What's Josh Heupel telling you guys? What's the message for this Tennessee squad this year that we're going to be watching?
Man, we got to be where your feet at. We right here and we right now. You know what I'm saying? That's the message I'm sending. We right here right now. So, yeah.
Okay, all good. Well, good luck to you, brother. Appreciate you stopping by the show, man, and hope you've enjoyed the time. And I know you're going to be back on that PJ here in a minute having shrimp and cocktails.
Yes, sir. Thank you for having me, y'all. Have a good one.
Hey, all right,
best
man.
Best of luck, man.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, they do fly in on the private charter, and they get back up to Knoxville. And well, not to make fat jokes, we know Josh is going to take Now, will he stop at Arby's like Spurrier used to all the time in Hoover, Alabama?
It's true. I don't know, man. Like, my friends, the few that I have, they use that PJ. And the first time they said it, I said, what are y'all talking about? Peanut butter and jelly? They said, no, private jet. I said, oh, okay, that's another level. I'm not used to saying that in my vocabulary.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
That is one perspective we have not heard. Falcon fans, I hope you heard that. From a teammate.
We talk so much about where does this information start? How does like a little kernel of something turn into a tree that all of a sudden people are banking on that James Pierce Jr. falls to 27? Because the story was, does he love football? Remember we heard that. Does he love football? That came up time and time again. He just told you, game wrecker, set of tools, energy, was a leader on that team, a great teammate. Cool to get that.
Man, I hope so. I hope so, Mike. Mm. That means we got it right. Hey, coming up, we got to talk more football with our man Mike Griffin from Dog Nation. He's next.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.